Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Let's talk about what is going on our roads, because there are, every day when we talk about the traffic, there are traffic lights not working. Sometimes, or many times, is really the same culprits over and over again. What is really the situation out there? Oli Bocheng Moratkwa is the Deputy Director of Communication, Stakeholders and Management at the Office of the MMC for Transport. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
So it's great to speak to you. The situation on our roads in terms of traffic lights is really not pretty. What is the cause of the traffic lights not working?
Well, we're dealing with a massive problem of the theft and vandalism of our road-related infrastructure, in particular traffic signals. Now, this is a massive problem, in two ways. Just in terms of the frequency with which these incidents happen of theft and vandalism. Now, just to give you an example, in December 2021 and January this year, GRA had 120, signalized intersections that were either partially or completely vandalized.
Whoa.
So that's just in 2 months, 120 incidents of signalized intersections. Now, that comes at a massive cost. It comes at a massive cost because the estimated cost of repairing those intersections for just those 2 months, we're looking at 37 million rand. Now, you can imagine what an entity like GRA could be able to do
with that
amount of money. How many more intersections, we could put up? How many more, we could actually... it's quite a massive problem in terms of the frequency with which we deal with this incidents of vandalism and theft, but also the financial cost. And then there's a bigger cost as well to the economy. We know that whenever traffic signals don't work, we have a massive issue of traffic. Now, if Joburg residents, spend most of their time, on the road, traveling to and from work, it doesn't leave much time to be productive. And that means that, that the city's economy loses quite a lot. So it is in that context that, we're really concerned about the issue of the vandalism and theft of our traffic signals and, greater sort of the wider road-related, infrastructure.
Is the vandalism, you talk about vandalism and theft, are those two different things? Or what is the motivation? The theft part of it, I understand. Well, I don't understand. What is it that they're stealing?
Well, the motivation would be firstly, the cables, you'd find sort of that either supply electricity or any other cable that's related to that particular piece of infrastructure. And then you have your uninterruptible, power supply units. There'll be then SIM cards. Those SIM cards are used to relay information remotely, to the headquarters of GRA. Our technicians there and all the people who are in charge of our traffic signals are able to, reading from that information, are able to detect if there are any issues with a particular, traffic signal. So once that is stolen, then, GRA basically, they can't between the that piece of infrastructure and head office. So one wouldn't know then while you're at head office what is happening with a particular intersection. So it is the theft of those cables. They are sold, then the poles themselves are sold off as scrap, at these scrap yards.
And
so there is quite a massive financial benefit to the scrap.
And when you speak about vandalism?
I'm sure you'd have seen in a number of intersections, you just find, a traffic pole, just basically, it would seem as if it was pushed over, either gardening tool or some equipment or sort of an X or whatever, obviously in an attempt to then be able to reach, that equipment I was referring to, the cables.
So the case of the
UPS unit.
So in other words, the vandalism is also theft motivated. The majority of this is around theft, not necessarily around just unwanted destruction for the sake of it.
The two are very much related because, you know, one vandalizes, you know, this important infrastructure in order to get, you know, to be able to steal all the cables that they could, the UPS units I referred to. So the two are very much related here.
So what is the solution to it? One of our listeners saying maybe we need a mobile court. He's going a little bit further. He's saying, hang the infrastructure thieves for treason. Well, I don't think we should necessarily be bringing back the death penalty for our traffic lights, but I hear the anger. There's immense, immense frustration from residents of Johannesburg that we just aren't getting this right.
There is immense anger, and it's quite understandable for the reasons that I advanced a bit earlier. But this is what we're doing, you know, to fix the issue. The MMC of Transport in the city, Funzi Ngobeni, he is actually, you know, kick-starting this process of reviving what was called the Infrastructure Protection Unit. Now, that unit resided within JRA for quite a bit of time. But along the way, you know, somehow it was dismantled and it became quite dysfunctional. Now, there's a process working with the MMC of Public Safety, you know, David Tembe, to revive that infrastructure protection unit. The difference with this time around is that it will reside within the JMPD. Now, that is important because it will have law enforcement capabilities that the previous unit did not have.
Mm.
So these will be, you know, metro police officers who will be trained to deal with this particular issue. So they will have, you know, it won't be just a dog without any assault bark, for instance. This unit will have teeth. But also what we're looking to do is to tap into the CCTV camera network of the city, the Intelligence Operations Center, which is actually based at the headquarters of the JMPD. So they have a network of CCTV cameras across the city. And so we will be looking then to link up this unit and these traffic signals to that you know, system of CCTV cameras to be able to give ourselves an advantage, a technological advantage in terms of being able to figure out when something happens at the time that it happens. So we're looking really to be proactive rather than reactive on this issue. So that unit, we definitely intend for it to be, you know, operational in the new financial year. That is why currently MMC Ngobeni is pushing hard to make sure that in this current budget process, that unit will be catered for.
And what about the normal wear and tear, the normal traffic lights that go on the blink maybe because of rain, because of just they're a little tired? How is that going?
Well, actually half of the intersections, for instance, when you come onto an intersection and you find that it's off completely, you would know that then that is a sign that is a power problem. It's a power supply problem. It could be an issue with Eskom or City Power.
Mm.
In terms of City Power, there is an SLA that will be finalized very, very soon. What this SLA will do, it will allow JRA, whenever it gets to an intersection that is off completely, to be able to do work, to access the infrastructure of City Power, and to ensure that traffic signal is repaired and put online as possible. Before, what used to happen is that JRA would attend to a scene, but then because this SLA was not in existence, we'd then have to call City Power to come in, allow us into their infrastructure or to do all the electricity work that they need to do. But this time around with this SLA, there will be a quicker turnaround time, because that entire process of calling City Power, calling them on scene, that will be eliminated. JRA will be able to go in there and do what it needs to do a lot quicker.
So that should bring a lot of these issues at least to some form of resolution. Because I do notice that when we go through the traffic here in the morning, it's many of the same culprits in terms of traffic lights that just simply aren't working week after week.
Yeah. Another issue that I think maybe let me take this opportunity to bring up is that, I think earlier in April, we announced the ending of a partnership between the JRA and the Gauteng Department of Roads and Transport. Now, an arrangement had been entered into between the JRA and the provincial department for JRA to design, install, repair, and maintain about 231 signalized intersections across the city. Now, the SLA that governed that arrangement unfortunately came to an end, and negotiations were unsuccessful, to be able to renew it or to put in a new one. So there are right now 231 signalized intersections that belong to the Gauteng province, that the Gauteng province should now be able to repair and maintain on their own. Now, I think when one looks at the situation, you'd find that the more common sort of complaints that we'd find from motorists would be those that are, provincial departments. This would be your intersections on your bears, gear.
Exactly.
Your William Nicole and all of that.
Do we need to? Unfortunately, it is 7:30. Olibogeng Molatwa, who is the Deputy Director Communications and Stakeholder Management at the Office of the MMC for Transport, talking to us this morning about the problem of traffic signal vandalism in Johannesburg.